Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to University United Methodist Church. My name is Katie, and I'm a member here. And whatever brings you here today, whether it's custom, crisis, or curiosity, you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here, peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. If you're new to us this morning, I'm hoping that one of our welcome team members have found you and greeted you, but if they haven't, I'd encourage you to grab one of these brochures on your way out. It just tells you a little bit about our church and what we have to offer. In your bulletin, a couple things. The bulletin is actually like an abbreviated order of worship. If you want a more full order, you can scan the QR code on the back if you have an iPhone or a smartphone, and that'll give you a full worship order. The other thing in your bulletin is the prayer slip, the yellow slip. It's got two sides. One is a prayer request. So if you have a prayer request that you'd like to share with the congregation, you can fill this out and we'll tell you when the ushers will come forward and collect it. And then we'll share them with the entire congregation later on in the service. The other side is for attendance, and we just like to see that you're here and so that we can greet you accordingly. If you're looking for restrooms or childcare, you can find both through this door to my right. Or you can ask one of the ushers, and they can direct you as well. We have two people taking care of the kids in the back, so they're definitely going to be well taken care of. We have a safe sanctuary policy, which means that children should always be accompanied by an adult while they're in the building. Let's see. I've mentioned the bulletin before, but we're going back to that for a second. There's tons of announcements in here, but I'd like to bring your special attention to two of them. One, there's going to be a special session for the General Conference where the delegates are going to decide the future of the United Methodist Church. This is a big issue, and so we encourage you to pray about it. And at Emmanuel United Methodist Church, they're going to have a prayer vigil from 9 a.m. February 23rd to 9 p.m. February 26th. You can go to the church anytime from 9 to 9, any of those days, and pray about this decision. Whatever the decision's going to be, our bishop, Mark Webb, is going to host regional gatherings to process the new reality. The closest one to us is going to be on March 20th from 6:30 to 8:30 at Liverpool First United Methodist Church. So during this time of prayer, we have three opportunities. If you need help getting to Emmanuel United Methodist Church, we have three opportunities where we'll bring you over there. One is Saturday, February 23rd. We'll leave here around noon and be back by 2. We also are going to have a ride Monday from 6 to 8 o'clock at night, and Tuesday from 10 in the morning until noon. So if you need a ride, please let us know, and we would be glad to bring you over there. The other announcement is about Restart. This is a ministry of the Syracuse United Methodist Ministries, and it's helping people restarting their lives and moving into empty apartments. For February, we're in desperate need of shower curtain liners and rings. So if you can donate either of those options, please contact Jackie Sadowski, and her information is right in the bulletin. I think that's it from me for now, so let us continue our time of worship.
Good morning. I am Pastor Alicia Wood. I am the pastor here at University United Methodist Church. And why don't we do that video and then I will talk. So this Lent, we're going to slow things down. And Lent begins on Ash Wednesday, which is March 6th. And we will have an Ash Wednesday service here in this space that evening. So again, I am Alicia Wood. I am the pastor here and very excited to be a part of this awesome faith community. You may be wondering why we have a children's table up here, an easel, and a children's table down here. Well, this month we are reflecting and thinking and wrestling with how creative children are and how we might learn from their creativity and maybe get back to our roots of creativity. So we're following their example and letting them create each Sunday at worship. We spend too much time being driven rather than drawn in. We will connect this month. We will connect with our inherent creativity and creative problem solving to make the world a better place. Please join the choir on the responses in our theme song for this series.
In the world of the driven, let your love be a given. To imagine, to dream, to create, to redeem, for the sake of the living.
Listening as part of creativity is about perceiving. We open our senses to see what is emerging. Perhaps what we start doesn't end up looking like what we thought it would. Instead, once the act of creating begins, we listen to how the Spirit is guiding our next steps and unfolding possibilities we were previously unaware of. Without paying attention in this way, we act as if we have all the answers. And when we are up against something that doesn't go our way, we see this as negative. But what if those moments are simply co-creator God inviting us to see new ways of moving forward in our lives?
In the world of the driven, let your love be a given. To imagine, to dream, to create, to redeem, for the sake of the living, let us be drawn in.
Please stand in body or spirit and join me in the unison call to worship. Let us pray together. Co-creating God, sometimes things change. We face unanticipated hurdles or receive unexpected benevolence. You sometimes open us up to see different plans. Open us to the idea that there might be something in store for us that we have not previously been able to imagine. Draw us into your surprises. Give us the courage to get out of our own mold. Amen. It does take courage to always be willing to make needed changes. Please remain standing and join me in singing the opening hymn, Open the Eyes of My Heart. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. High and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you.
Just want to reflect on that a bit. Please be seated. What gets us stuck in the creative process? Creativity expert Adriana Diaz says that creativity is a combination of making something happen and letting something happen. Sometimes we get stuck because we are working too hard to make something happen when all we need to do is let something happen and let it unfold to perceive that which is yearning to come to the surface if we will just let it. Hear the good news. God is the one who sets the boundaries of what is possible, and those boundaries are not fixed, but defined by ever new possibilities of growth. Part of the creative process is to let go and let God show us what it is that's going to bubble to the surface of our lives. As our greeting and passing of the peace today, I invite you to turn to your neighbor and encourage them this way: stay open to God. Stay open to God.
Will the children please come forward as they're comfortable?
Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step, you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days.
Good Good morning. How are you today? Do you want to sit down and Grandma can sit? Want to sit here and then Grandma can have a seat? Oh, we have. Come on up. Wonderful. So how are you all today? You doing okay? Yeah? All right. So I have just a little bit of a book. I don't know if you've ever heard this book. Harold and the Purple Crayon. Has anyone ever heard this book before? You have? Okay. I'm just going to read a couple pages, and then I want to ask you some questions, all right? And it's up on the screen as well. One evening, after thinking it over for some time, Harold decided to go for a walk in the moonlight. There wasn't any moon, and Harold needed a moon for a walk in the moonlight, and he needed something to walk on. He made a long, straight path so he could get lost, and off he set. He set off on his walk with his big purple crayon with him. But he didn't seem to be getting anywhere so on this long straight path. So he left the path for a short cut across the field, and the moon went with him. So I'm wondering, have any of you ever drawn where you were in the picture like Harold did? Have you ever drawn or created something and imagined you were on the paper with it? No? Okay, well, I think Harold is pretty clever because he wants the moon with him, so he just draws the moon. And he wants a path, so he draws the path. And the story goes on from there on all these adventures with him right inside the picture. And I think it's pretty neat. Sometimes we need to go where our creativity leads us, like Harold does with his purple crayon. Has anyone ever made a collage before? You know what a collage is? No, okay, so we're going to start from scratch. So a collage is you get a piece of paper, and then you get a whole bunch of different things to use, and you glue them down on the piece of paper however you want, all right? You've made one before, good. And so you can make it however you want. It could be represent an animal or a place, or maybe you can be in it like Harold is with a purple crayon. But what I'd love to see is your creativity in making this collage, okay? And I'm hoping the glue works for us, and Miss Anne is down there to help us. And do you all remember that book last week that I read, Ish, I-S-H? So in that book, nothing has to be perfect. You can make something that's fish-ish or dog-ish or moon-ish. It doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be us trying and being creative, all right? Do you have any? I'd love for you to do this, and if you can, leave your collage up at the table so we can see them at the end, and then you can take them home at the end of worship. Does that work? All right, great. How are you feeling about being creative today? Good. A couple of goods, a thumbs up. All right, good. You think you're going to make a good collage? Whatever comes forward or any creativity that comes, you feeling good about it? Okay, great. So will you pray with me, and then we'll go down and we'll start getting to work on our collage. I can't wait to see what you come up with. Loving God, we are so grateful for the creativity of children. We're grateful for their flow and just how they let things unfold and happen and know that anything they make is made through you and through them together. And I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for coming up and talking with me. And if you're comfortable, you can go make your collage at the table. And we are so blessed because now we get to hear an anthem from the choir.
Thank you.
this week's scripture about being open to the Spirit's guidance. Paul felt that he had been told not to preach in Asia, but then followed the call to change his plans. I am reading from the 16th chapter of the book of Acts. Hear these words. Paul and his companions traveled throughout the regions of Phrygia and Galatia because the Holy Spirit kept them from speaking the word in the province of Asia. When they approached the province of Mysia, they tried to enter the province by Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus wouldn't let them. Passing by Mysia, they went on down to Troas instead. A vision of a man from Macedonia came to Paul during the night. He stood urging Paul, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." Immediately after he saw the vision, we prepared to leave for the province of Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them. We sailed from Troas straight for Samothrace and came to Neapolis the following day. From there, we went to Philippi, a city of Macedonia's first district and a Roman colony. We stayed in that city several days. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to the riverbank, where we thought there might be a place for prayer. We sat down and began to talk with the women who had gathered. One of those women was Lydia, a Gentile god worshiper from the city of Thyatira, a dealer in purple cloth. As she listened, the Lord enabled her to embrace Paul's message. Once she and her household were baptized, she urged, "Now that you have decided that I am a believer in the Lord, come and stay in my house." And she persuaded us. This is the word of God for the people of God. Listening and trusting in the Spirit's messages for us can lead to unanticipated messages. So please stand in body or spirit and join me in singing "We Walk by Faith." These are new words to an old tune. Touch his hands and side, nor follow where he trod. Yet in his promise we rejoice and cry, "My Lord and God." Help then, O Lord, our faith abound to call on you when you are near and seek where you are found, that when our life of faith is done in realms of clear light, we may behold you as you are in full and endless sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. No gracious words we hear of him.
them who spoke as none e'er spoke, but we believe him near.
Please be seated. What does it mean for God's kingdom, a place where all are kin or family, to come on earth as it is in heaven, as we say in the Lord's Prayer? We asked some folks at our Friday community here at University United Methodist Church how this church has affected their lives. And this was one of their responses.
My name is Willie Stafford, and I'm just want to say about the United Methodist Church here up on University Avenue. It's a very great church, and I hope, pray that God will always bless this church, because this church have truly blessed me in many ways, and the people that work here, they're very nice people, and they're sincere about the Lord, and all the Methodist churches that I've been to in my life have been good to me. I have traveled a lot through the country, and they have helped me. My car was broke down one time, and I was in the state of Virginia, and I stopped at a Methodist church, and they gave me some money and took me to the gas station and filled my car with a tank of gas so I could continue on. And I just like to finish by saying I truly appreciate the United Methodist Church here in Syracuse, New York. Upon the university, they feed people that are hungry. They have fed me on Sundays when I didn't have no breakfast to eat, and filled my stomach up. And I thank God for the United Methodist Church here in Syracuse, New York. They are very great people and a very great church. Thank God for the United Methodist Church.
Lives are being changed through this congregation and this church. So I thank everyone who's makes it happen. So many parts and pieces have to come together for lives to be changed, and I am grateful for all of you. So given that, I know that you all out there have stories as to how this church has affected your life, and I would love to hear about that. So please find me when you're ready to tell your story, and I will video record you as well. I would love to hear. I know we have lots of great stories because I hear them all the time. So today, our keyword is listen. As an adult, I find children's artwork or any kind of creative act amazing. As a Girl Scout leader, I was always totally amazed at how 10 girls were given the exact same materials, and each of their projects were different and beautiful. My lived experience as a child, whenever I was asked to create something in art class, was not as rich for me. You see, when I got to art class, I knew there was only a limited amount of time to complete whatever task was assigned. And so for me, I got anxious, and I didn't listen for God's creativity. What I did is I figured out the strategic way to complete the task in a timely manner. And in that, I lost my creativity. I forgot that I could be a creative being. I just wanted to finish it on time and get a decent okay grade from the art teacher. And this was my experience of art, whether it was art class or even maybe writing a poem or a short story. So I'm sharing this because I'm sure each of you have a story about your creativity and maybe how it's developed, or how maybe you have a little anxiety like I did when I was growing up. At a certain point in the creative process, we may rely too much on our preconceived ideas about how it will turn out. We may doubt we can be creative. Our egos get in the way of seeing the possibilities we could not have seen before. We only have partial vision, but God sees all the parts. As an adult, I've grown into this reality. So how are we, all of us, listening for that whisper from God? Paul's listening in our scripture, Paul's listening to the what's next in our scripture entered into his journey, which led him to an unlikely yet abundant encounter with Lydia and her household. The Holy Spirit kept on guiding this journey to share Jesus' message in Europe for the first time. Ironically, after all the traveling and mishaps in cities and ports, Paul and Lydia meet. Lydia listens to Paul, and I imagine also the Holy Spirit. Lydia's heart was open to God. She was seeking a message in her prayer life. Through Paul and the Holy Spirit, she turns towards Jesus' message and is forever changed. Lydia and her household are the founding members. I'm thinking also along with the women who were gathered outside the gate to pray. They were the founding members of the Christian church in Philippi. How amazing is that? We think that many times in the Bible, women are forgotten. And here in this story, this prominent seller of purple goods is a leader in the Christian church. So I ask, in our prayer life and in our everyday life, can we open our hearts to see or listen for the Holy Spirit's message? To listen is an inherent act of connection, bringing us out of our isolation. As a child in art class, I did not take time to listen to the creativity God had given me. Instead, I got inside my head, not willing to be truly creative. Sometimes God is telling us something, but are we taking the time to listen? It has taken me years to come to the conclusion that I am creative. I'm finally listening. I wonder, will our journey be as complicated as Paul's to Macedonia? As we gain wisdom, we learn that the journey is part of the learning. Paul totally changed his plans after he received the vision in a dream. Some of us may have this experience, but not really know what to do with it. I read a statistic that half of churchgoers have visions, and they may or may not act on them. What have you been hearing, but may have dismissed? How might you be a better listener for Jesus' message? Once we truly listen, what will we do with this message? Mother Teresa said, God speaks in the silence of the heart. Listening is the beginning of prayer. So I ask, are we ready to listen? Are we ready to make space for listening? Are we willing to go on a journey like Paul, led by the Holy Spirit, because of the message or vision God has given us today? Amen.
If you're comfortable doing so, close your eyes for just a moment so you can do some visualizing. Breathe in slowly and let your breath out slowly. And again. Try to imagine that your stresses, your anxieties, your deadlines are rolling off your head, down onto your shoulders, down onto your arms, and falling away to the floor. This week, I want to invite you to simply listen for a moment. See if you can identify the softest sound in the room that you can hear. If hearing is difficult for you, open your eyes and look for some detail that you've never, ever noticed before in this space. Now notice what you had to do to listen past the louder sounds, or to look closely enough to notice something new. Did you lean in, not necessarily with your body, but with your awareness? Did you quiet your own breathing for a moment? What does it take to really notice something other than the obvious, or the things that vie for our attention? Take a moment to write on a piece of colored paper in your bulletin. It can be a word, a phrase, or a whole sentence expressing what you saw or heard, or perhaps it is something new, an aha that has come to you today that you hadn't thought of before. Continue writing, if you will, and as we continue our time of mindfulness and reflect on God's words, please join me now in singing our call to prayer. I dream of a church. The ushers will come down the aisle and collect your yellow prayer request slips as we sing and remain seated.
Oh God, fill my heart to reach out in welcome. Make us to see your vision once more. Let's dream of a world where our hands are your hands. We offer ourselves. Oh God, make it so, make it so, make it so. We pray for the day, make it so. We dream of a world where love reigns among us, and your will is done. Oh God, make it so.
Some prayers are spoken, and others, still unspoken, are weighing on our hearts today. God, we bring them all to you, knowing that you indeed fill us when we open our hearts to you. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We will have a period of silent prayer followed by a spoken prayer, and finally, the Lord's Prayer. And I invite you to speak the Lord's Prayer in whatever way or language that you feel closest to God. As we begin a time of silent prayer, as we did before, take a moment to just listen to your breath. Breathe in and breathe out. Sit tall. And let us pray. loving and creating God. How many times have I heard my friends say to me, let go and let God? And yes, God, I always bristle a little bit at first. Yet if I'm in okay space, it'll sink in and I'll realize that you and your abiding love has my back. Thank you. Your love, God, covers any anxiety or stress or sadness, joy, mental block, creative block. Indeed, any issue that's hindering my living being at any moment. Yet I say, my parents raised me to be independent, God. And then I hear say, God, perhaps they didn't stress the importance and the freedom that you gave me, God, to turn it over to you. So I find great comfort in these little phrases now, even though they sound sometimes like soothing, pacifying words. Yet they have the depth and the breadth of your amazing love through which I can conquer all. Thank you, God. And now may we join together in the prayer that Jesus shared. Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. And come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Committed Christians have been serving this community in this place for 150 years. You are now a part of this living tradition. Giving is a way that we recognize the source of all that we have and a way that we build towards Jesus' vision of a peaceable kingdom for all God's people. Don't forget to put your yellow attendance slip in the plate as the ushers come by for the offertory, and the choir will sing Elijah Rock.
Elijah Rock, shout, shout, Elijah Rock, come and upload. Elijah Rock, shout, shout, Elijah Rock, come and upload. Elijah Rock, shout, shout, Elijah Rock, come and upload. Elijah Rock, shout, shout, Elijah Rock, come and upload. Elijah Rock, shout, shout, Elijah Rock, come and upload. Elijah Rock, shout, shout, Elijah Rock, come and upload. Elijah Rock, shout, shout, Elijah Rock, come and upload. Elijah Rock, shout, shout, Elijah Rock, come and upload. Elijah Rock, shout, shout, Elijah Rock, come and upload. Elijah Rock, shout, shout, Elijah Rock, come and upload. Shout, shout, Elijah Rock, come and upload. Elijah Rock, shout, shout, Elijah Rock, come and upload.
Sing the word and conjure two.
If you don't mind, I'll feel conjure you.
If I could, I sure would.
Just stand on the rock where Moses stood.
Look at Elijah Rock. Shout, shout about Elijah, Elijah, Elijah Rock. We're gonna shout, shout. Shout about Elijah Rock coming up. Elijah Rock coming up. Elijah Rock coming up. Shout, Elijah Rock, coming up, Lord. Elijah Rock, shout, shout. Elijah Rock, coming up, Lord.
Blessed Christ through whom all things are made, joins anthems of one who both creates, sustains, who goes before injustice reigns. Please join me now in sharing our prayer of dedication. We pray for vision to recognize the creative spirits within our hearts and minds. We see all the possibilities present here in this place and this people. We refuse to accept the way it's always been. Commit to the creative dreaming, visioning, listening, planning, and acting to make God's kingdom come here in this place, to be fully present and active in the world into which we now go. Amen. Please remain standing as we sing hymn number 374, Standing on the Promises. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior, standing. Standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ, my King. Bound to him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing. standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises, I cannot fall, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting on my Savior as my all in all, standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God.
Thank you for bearing with Dale and I with our head colds this morning. And I love you, but I'm going to be on vacation next week. So may you see the unfolding of each day as an opportunity to be a co-creator with God. As a Jesus follower, may you feel his company leading you toward making more kindness, justice, and mercy. May you know the nudge of the creative spirit within, making belief in all you are and all you do. Amen.